B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably gonna talk about it.
Come on, man. You know I only surf Transformer sites when there's girls around so they can see how cool I am.
Nerd Radio starts now.
Welcome to this week's Nerd Radio on the B-Pod Studios Network, wherever you get your podcasts, of course, and on Riff 2, Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Chuck Bean, joined by, as usual, the usual suspects, Mr. Al Beck.
Yes.
And James.
Hey, hey.
Great to talk to you guys this week, especially considering, I don't know about your guys' weekend, but mine sucked.
Oh, no.
So, oh, what happened?
My car battery died.
Ouch. Oh.
And while I can tell you the history of Super Mario Brothers 2, or what issue Cable came up in New Mutants,
sure.
I have no clue when it comes to automobiles, so it always makes me very upset.
You know, I'm with you, dude. My knowledge of automobile, you know, fixing anything is so right. limited that if I change a spare tire, I'm going to tell people about it for a week, you know, because
sure.
I'm a man.
Look at me. Look at how you see these grease stains, fingernails.
Oh, yeah, I know. You get to.
I change a spare tire in the middle of the highway.
And then you go and you wash your hands. You watch the dirt from your work just circling
right.
the drain like I'm a man today.
You get that orange clean out of the bottom of the sink that, you know, you bought like years ago. And you're like, I'm going to need this to clean my fingers when I do all this manly work on my car.
Yep.
And you're like, finally, two pumps. It's the second time it's got some use.
Yep.
Smells so good, citrusy fresh.
Yeah.
So I can change a tire. I can also top off your washer fluid. Yeah. So there you go.
I have actually changed a tire on the freeway. This is years ago. And
terrifying.
With no prior knowledge of how, just guessing and getting it right.
Well, luckily, it's pretty straightforward.
Right. So
I think the hardest part is the jack that comes with your car.
Oh my God,
trying to figure out how
you
the
get
jack
that
works.
To line up.
But sometimes it's how do you find it?
Yeah.
Fords hide it underneath, and you gotta there's a crank that you gotta stick through a hole in the back. I realize that sounds weird. And you gotta crank it down. The wheel is like up underneath, and it's gotta lower itself.
Sounds hot.
I'm just
lower
gonna
that
keep
back end with that crank.
I'm choosing this word poorly too. I'm just gonna plow ahead here.
Yeah, and then you keep on plowing.
This may be the most erotic episode of Nerd Radio ever.
How about changing that tire in his manly physique?
Manly physique.
But what I was going to say is I have changed a tire on the freeway before and got it right. So that experience made me think that I can do these things.
Yeah,
I just have to look up a YouTube thing and everything will be fine or something like that.
Seems reasonable.
And after a half an hour, I'm just furious and upset at my own inadequacy.
Took you a whole half hour to get there?
Yeah.
Takes me 30 seconds to get angry.
I'm like, I don't have the right tools for this. Mm. This sucks. I'll just take it to a professional. And that's what I did.
Well, that's why we're professional jackasses.
Yeah, exactly. So. We can make the sounds coming out of your speakers real sweet. We choose not to. But we can. We have that ability.
We need to pony up that subscription fee before we start getting it real sweet.
right.
Yeah.
There's a dollar amount involved into doing that kind of work,
and
that dollar amount is not there quite yet.
We need to get some advertisers.
Move this over to Patreon.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, who would pay for this?
I'm sure we'd be surprised.
Yeah.
If
we came up with one, I would be surprised.
I would be very grateful to every single one of you, as I currently am.
Yes.
Everybody that listens to this. However, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, son of a bitch! Sorry.
What?
Posting a
thing. He's doing work while he's...
I've been doing work. I got to share a link for one of our podcasts to the Morning Show Facebook page. I went through the whole thing, copied and pasted it, the title, the description.
Is that on your own page?
I posted on my own page. So now I got to go through the whole thing again.
Yep. Oh, a lot of copying and pasting.
Nice job, jackass.
What an idiot.
Select some, not all. Paste.
Anyway,
go back at that link.
Well,
we're off to a great start today.
It's true. Well, it wasn't all bad news for me this weekend because this weekend was the. I believe
you did get the thing fixed, right?
I did. Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure.
Did you get a new battery?
I did. Okay. Yeah, that was thankfully that was all it was. Just a new battery.
That's
so,
good.
Because it can always be something big like alternator or something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Which
that
is
was
also easy, but it's another thing that costs money.
Is your battery in your trunk or is your battery under the hood?
It's under the hood. Okay. Because I heard, I was looking stuff up and I saw that, like, sometimes they're in the trunk now.
Yeah, the last two vehicles I've owned, the battery's in the trunk. I'm like, what the hell is this weird Twilight Zone-esque environment I'm living in right now?
Was it one of the old Volkswagens, like the Beetle or something
like
that?
No, it was an HHR.
That had the entire engine in the trunk?
Oh, jeez.
No, thank
the
God.
Front,
no.
The front was the...
Yeah, I knew. I could find the engine at least, but the battery was in the back, which is weird. The old HHR.
Yeah. But as I was saying, it wasn't all bad news this week because Toy Fair happens this week. I believe it happens in New York City. This is where all the toy companies are like, hey, this is what we're putting out for the next year. Here's stuff to get excited about. And being a huge Transformers nerd, these are the weekends that I'm scouring the internet.
And I think I know which Transformer item you're going to bring up.
Oh, you think so?
I think I do.
I'm sure you've seen it. But they're continuing. They have a line that's going on right now where they're trying to harken back to the original G1 Transformers, like the old cartoon-looking Transformers.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that come out, every year they come out with one of the big guys, like the city kind of dudes. And this year it's the Omega Supreme guy, which turned into like a rocket and a base and a tank.
Awesome.
The old one was an automated little tank that you put on the track and it just went around.
Okay.
It had a little engine and stuff like that. I don't think it has the engine in it now, but he is way bigger, way more poseable, and is going to be very cool stuff.
He's bigger and more poseable.
But the one that I'm sure that I wanted to bring up, because I'm sure you'd be interested in it, James, is they're making an Ecto-1.
I saw that. Yeah, it's sweet looking.
Transforms into a robot.
Yeah, it's perfect. And I thought it was a cool little toy.
Yeah, there's going to be a comic coming out this summer that's going to give the backstory of Ectotron.
So there'll be like a Transformers, Ghostbusters, like
crossover
sweet
book.
We got to keep me informed on that. I know you hooked me up with the Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, I was talking to a buddy of mine, Tim, that's he's a big Ghostbusters and Transformers fan and stuff. But we were talking about the fact that IDW, the guys who have the rights to Transformers and G.I. Joe and all that stuff, they've been doing Ghostbusters books for almost 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And the fascinating part about it is it's been pretty much the same artist the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. And like he's not awesome, but he's not awful, too.
Yeah.
Like he's perfect for the franchise and the fact that you've had the same artist. Like
for that long? That's awesome.
Al can
good
attest,
for him.
Al can attest as another comic book nerd that like having the same writer or the same artist for that amount of time is kind of a feat.
Yeah, it really is.
These days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just had Dan Slott on Spider-Man for a long, long time. And that was not quite that long, but still crazy.
Yeah. Like to have, especially a character like Spider-Man, to have one guy pretty much in charge of the continuity of that character for that long is pretty cool. But that also means that hopefully a guy that's in charge of a comic that long isn't going to write himself into circles, like
write
over top things he wrote five years ago.
Yeah. Or I'm just hoping that anomaly will not apply itself to Green Lantern.
Yeah. Well, you're not very happy about Grant Morrison on Green Lantern at all.
I'm not happy at all.
Can we take it aside to talk about some comics for a minute?
I'm always open for it.
Because, Brian Michael Bendis, a longtime writer, favorite writer of mine over at Marvel. He's been writing Superman for close to a year now. He's been writing Superman.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly when he came over, but it's been a little while.
I think I just don't like Superman.
Really?
Yeah. Every month I pick up, because he's doing Superman and Action Comics, and every month I pick up both of those books, and while I'm buying them, I'm like, I don't know. I should really drop this book. I don't know. And then while I'm reading it, it's fine. I'm having a good time, but the minute it's over, I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't think I like Superman. Like, I like Superman when he shows up in somebody else's book.
There you go.
Sure.
You know, when you got like a Justice League movie or something like that.
He's not fulfilling you anymore.
Yeah, when he's not.
Superman just so unfulfilling for you.
He is. And he's supposed to be
you
super.
You need a different animated hunk.
What the heck?
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of characters like that. Like, like Black Panther. I've never collected a Black Panther book unless it was a tie-in.
Yeah.
But I'm fine when he shows up. Same thing with Doctor Strange. Like, Doctor Strange, in the comic world, you know, every time he does some, you know, enchantment, there's like this crazy sighting of the book of, you know, Gondor. I don't know. I'm going Lord of the Rings here, but
Gondor. It's like a STD.
I know. Yeah, but and it's like chapter three, and it's like it cites where everything comes from. It's like it makes my head hurt reading it. Let alone if I was the person who had to write that crap,
right?
And it just it irritates me. So I'm fine when he shows up in an Avengers book or something, but I don't want to go buy a Doctor Strange book. You know?
Yeah, it's not enough to make you be like, oh, I want to check this guy out.
I felt like that about the Ant-Man movie. Like, all right, Ant-Man shows up. Cool. Did we need his own movie? Like, they could have maybe just gone right into the Ant-Man and the Wasp and kind of teamed up two lower superheroes together and like, all right, you got a movie together. But I didn't feel like I needed a whole Ant-Man movie.
Why do you hate Paul Rudd so much?
I know. Paul Rudd is
that's
such,
the thing. Actually,
such a
I,
nice
you
guy.
Hate Paul Rudd so
I
much.
Do like Paul Rudd, actually.
But you'd like Ant-Man. the only logical explanation now.
James is just here this week to troll us.
Yeah.
I'm getting the impression.
Nah.
He's working on vacation, so he's nice and rested.
That's true.
I don't know if I'm nice and rested, but it's nice not have to get up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah. Here's something that I don't know anybody in this room cares about, but is in the news. Netflix Umbrella Academy came out this past weekend.
Okay.
Everybody on my Facebook's been saying it is great. It is okay. Watchmen meets X-Men.
Okay.
So this is like Gerard from My Chemical Romance?
Yep.
Like comic?
He wrote this book and published it for Dark Horse Comics.
Okay.
Years and years
ago. And
that
was like an animated feature on Netflix? Is that what
it is?
No,
it's live action.
It's live action. Oh,
yeah, it's a full live action series. And everyone says it's great. So it's adding that to the queue. Something I definitely need to check out. I'm still in the middle of the last season of Punisher.
I was going to say, I'll never get to it.
Yeah.
I could have all the intentions in the world, but I'll never get to it. Especially when it's not something like, now, The Boys, if that's ever going to actually happen.
Yeah.
See, that's a thing that I'm really excited about and I'm looking forward to. When that shows up, there's like a 40% chance I'll get to it.
Right.
But
because you're really excited about it. So.
I know. Exactly. So 40% is pretty high.
But I'm just laughing because I know how much you love MASH reruns.
Right.
I figured you'd find be able to carve some of the rerun time out. And
you would figure
for,
wrong, James.
I guess
you would
so.
Figure wrong.
Have I told you guys before about I will come home on a fairly frequent basis and Amy will be watching Hannibal, Hannibal TV show?
Yeah. Okay.
Because she watches it in the same way that Al watches MASH reruns, but she only watches the first two seasons.
Oh.
What happens?
She just loses her after that second season, huh?
She didn't watch it. I've talked her into like a year ago. I was like, you know, there's a third season and it only ran three seasons. Like you could at least see how it ended kind of thing.
I guess she doesn't want to know.
She watched it and she hated it. She'll still, like, just a couple weeks ago, I came home and she's watching Hannibal. Yeah.
So that's like the Dreams episode of MASH. I hate it.
Yeah, just like, nope.
I love this show, but I don't really want to watch that episode ever. But I do. That's the sad thing is I still do.
If I remember correctly, last time I brought up Walking Dead, nobody in this room watches Walking Dead at this point.
Nope.
Like, yeah, no,
Nine seasons and 10 seasons.
No, as a matter of fact, dropping the show from my rotation made me enjoy the comic again. So,
right.
Yeah. Walking Dead, the TV show.
The actress that plays Michonne is apparently on her way out the door as well.
Okay.
Now that I can't remember his
Andrew
name.
Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln left. Oh, is Rick Grimes. Now Michonne's like, no, I don't think I want to stick around. I think 9 or 10 years.
She was in Black Panther.
She was. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
She was one of the Royal Guard. She
was like anybody cool. who has any kind of promising endeavors outside of Walking Dead is just going to flee.
Right.
And then the people that are like,
I've done enough.
Hi, guys. I've only been able to do Walking Dead. Maybe you could cast me in something else, otherwise I'll be here till I die. Well,
the one is the lead role in Star Trek Discovery. I don't remember what her name was, but she played Sasha on Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
The actress.
I forgot about
that. She plays Michael Burnham, who's the lead character on Discovery.
That's cool. I totally forgot that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not Discovery, but the fact that they had a Walking Dead person.
Is Sasha, I'm trying to remember Sasha.
I feel like the every time somebody leaves The Walking Dead, Norman Reedus just asks for another zero on his check.
Yeah, probably.
Like, look, I could go do something else, but...
Keeping you afloat. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's her.
I was picturing the garbage bag lady.
Oh, that's the garbage bag lady.
I thought her name was Sasha for some reason.
Al quickly pulling up a picture of Sasha on his... on the Al Beck pleasure pad.
Yeah.
Sonequa.
Previously viewed.
Sonequa Martin Green is her name. Oh my God. I never noticed this morbid detail before. Status alive. Oh, that must be a Walking Dead
I'm sure.
thing or something.
Gotcha. Was that in her IMDb?
Jesus. There was something. Remember, you and I were, was it on the show or something? We were looking at IMDb and it was an actor who had passed away. And, like, the lead image that they selected for their, like, here's things you may have seen them in was them in a casket from a movie.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, what the hell is that? And, like, the actor is actually dead. I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember who it was either, but I do remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Pulling up and be like,
this
Jesus.
This seems a little insensitive.
Too soon, IMDb.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I wish I could remember what the hell that was. Or who it was.
Yeah, well, if you at home remember, if you're a longtime listener to the show and it strikes a memory in your heart, then please hit us up on our social media and remind us
who died.
Who's the dead guy? It's Nerd Radio 101 on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter as well, which should be fairly active this weekend because me and James are going to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
We got the Great Lakes Comic Con coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a good time. You're going to be there Friday, right?
It'll be the Friday. Yeah. Hanging out with the Riff Crew.
I won't make it till Saturday, but so we'll miss each other.
Yeah.
But we're going to see some cool stuff.
We'll both be there in spirit.
That's right, for sure.
Yeah, they got the whole like Sesame Street cast coming down.
Yeah, good old JR is going to be there.
JR.
Barbecue sauce.
You had mentioned that to me.
By God. I can't wait. Meet JR. I'm sure he's not going to yell anything for anybody.
No. I bet you he's pretty grumpy.
I can't wait to find out.
He strikes me as like the grumpy type. Dealing with the King's nonsense for all those years.
Yeah, that would make me pretty grumpy.
All the talk about puppies.
Well, check it out at Great Lakes Comic Convention. .com. That's where you can get your tickets and see everybody who's going to be there. They even have a nice picture of James on the website.
Oh, do they?
Letting you know that he's going to be there on Friday.
Oh, so nice of those guys.
You're an official guest. So we're going to come back in a minute. Speaking of Comic Cons, I have an interview from from Astronomicon with Dirk Manning that I did not have time for last week. So we're going to run that next, and then we'll come back and
you talked to him last weekend, so his status would be alive.
He is alive.
Okay. It's Dirk Manning Day.
Last time I checked, he's alive.
Good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Hope you cleared out your DVR. We're back with more Nerd Radio.
Oh, I've wasted my life.
It's Nerd Radio live from Astronomicon and sitting in with another friend of the show, Mr. Dirk Manning.
Whoop, whoop. Is that the right way?
I don't know. Is that going to start a fight?
No. That's the Juggalo sign of what's up, respect, fam.
Right. That's what I can never tell who's feuding with who, though.
No. You know, it's so funny. Like, Astronomicon, and, you know, obviously in Detroit, you know, Juggalo culture is very well known. Everyone that attends the show can tell you. This is one of the nicest crowds
you will
ever meet.
Yeah.
Ever meet. And people, you know, they talk about the whole, oh, my God, you know. I say people that make fun of Juggalos now are people that would have made fun of punk rockers back in the day. You
right.
Know? Well, like, you're now that generation.
And I think part of that, too, is you see that with the horror convention that we have in town, too, is that people that work in the genre with very dark subject matter tend to be really nice when they're not working.
Right. You know, I mean, horror cons are some of the nicest people.
Yeah.
And Astronomicon has one of the best crowds, most polite people here. Moms, dads, kids, everybody is just amazing. They're having a great time. Super polite. Everybody's just cool, man. It's just a great time.
Now, you're kind of on the inside track with this Astronomicon stuff because you're doing the comic with Twisted.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, about a year or so ago, we released a one-shot, Twisted Haunted High-Ons. It was very well received. People really liked it. Through Source Point Press.
Yep.
Again, Michigan publisher out of Detroit. And they wanted to come back and do more. And what we're doing now is we're doing a full-length miniseries. You know, the Haunted High-Ons, The Darkness Rises. And doing a full 5-issue miniseries coming out monthly in comic shops nationwide starting in April. We have some advanced copies here at the show. They've been flying. People are so excited about it. And then the book's going to have, like I said, mainstream distribution across the country through comic shops in April for 5 months, 5 issues. People can pre-order them now. Horror comedy. Someone described it as adult Scooby-Doo, which as the writer, I wish I thought of that, you know. But,
yep.
You know, the Twisted guys are really good guys. They're fun. They're funny.
What's the collaboration like? Like, do they come to you with story ideas, or do you kind of give them an outline of what you want, and then they throw some stuff in?
The first one, they came to me with a story idea, and I fleshed it out with them and wrote it. The next one, I said, here's what I'm thinking I would like to do. Then they kind of threw in a couple little notes on it.
Okay.
You know, the second one's based pretty strongly on their album, The Darkness. But it's also a direct continuation of what we seeded in the one-shot. We're to the point now where they have been trusting me enough. They look at it. They read it. Well, can I give them a beat sheet first? I say, here's what the whole thing's going to look like.
Sure.
Cool. And usually at this point, they're only editing minor dialogue edits. Like, call him this instead of this, or he would say dude instead of man.
Okay.
But they've been very happy about me with the writing, which is cool. They're over the moon about Mariana Pescosta and Alessandro De Forcini, the artists from Italy that are doing it. And just, yeah, man, it just at this point, it's just we're all riffing on each other. We're just going.
Now, you were telling me that you also have a book coming out for Free Comic Book Day.
Yes, super excited. Again, with Source Point Press, who is just... Anybody in the comic world right now should be looking at Source Point Press. They're the biggest comic book publisher in the Midwest right now, even up from where they were a few years ago, just growing exponentially. We're doing a book called Hope with Kaylin Smith, another Michigan native.
Yep.
And it's about a mom who moonlights as a superhero. And in the first five pages, something very dramatic happens that really changes the trajectory of her whole life. We're giving away the whole first issue as the Free Comic Book Day book. And if people like it, they can go back to the shop and then pre-order the rest of the series that month.
Right.
May 4th.
Anybody who follows you on your social media, which you should, who's heard the last time your name came up on the podcast a couple of months ago, knows about your connection to the current Netflix Bandersnatch thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to get it too far into that because I'm sure there's parts of it that you can't. But one
you
of the
are
things,
correct.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, as a creative person, when something like that happens, it's very easy to just kind of like to get pissed and just kind of throw your hands up and be like, what am I doing this for? Kind of thing. How has your experience been like? How do you push through that?
I mean, you know, you're standing here now at my table, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15. I have about 17 books on my table.
Okay.
I've done a lot of work. It's certainly not the first time that someone has chosen to approach me or use my work as inspiration for another medium.
Okay.
And it's to the point now where it's like, again, I'm not, I guess, to use a wrestling term, I'm not some jabroni.
For sure.
You know, I'm not some guy that doesn't know what's going on and is just flattered that someone chose to potentially or perhaps allegedly use my work to inspire or populate their own work.
Is there a way you can take that energy and spin it in a positive way?
Well, sure. You can. I mean, you know, I got to be careful what I say, but I will say you can't let the negativity consume you. And even with this experience, I'd like to think I wasn't negative about what happened, but rather I said, hey, here's what I see.
Right.
And then as the news progressed, more news came out about some other similar practices with other similar franchises.
Right.
With other franchises. And at that point, you just got to decide how much energy you're going to put into that, but not let it curtail the productive work that you're doing.
Right.
I could make a full-time job out of IP control.
I'm sure.
You know, but that's why you hire lawyers. That's why you have other people.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm interested in, is like, how do you not let it consume you? Because you are definitely one of the people I can see that it's not going to.
Well, you know, it's funny.
You're going to keep moving forward.
Well, that's it. You know, it's like, hey, man, here's what I see. We're going to move on, you know. I wrote a book on writing comics. I wrote a book on dealing with this stuff. And, you know, it's easy to fall into the trap of when people are like, oh, well, they didn't really do it. Like, well, they said the name of my book right in the middle of the episode. That could be seen as a hell of a coincidence.
Yeah, right.
But again, I mean, ultimately, it's out of my hands at this point. I definitely have feelings on what happened. Other people may purport other feelings on what happened. And,
sure.
We'll see what happens, but if what I don't like is seeing other people's IPs utilized without people's permission, and that's something that's happening more and more in comic books right now, and if I can help fight that fight to make sure it doesn't happen to other people, whether it happened to me or not, or determined to have happened to me or not, we just need to draw attention to this type of thing. That's
absolutely.
It. And no harm's going to come of that. No harm's going to come of saying, you know what? Not only is this thing like my thing, they had access to my thing. These conversations will make someone stop and pause and say, you know what? Okay, Chuck, you had a book. I like it. But rather than just kind of lift it, maybe I should talk to you about bringing you in to do it.
Right.
or give you the option of selling it, or whatever it may be. But again, it's not about the money. It's not about any quote-unquote publicity I'm getting out of it.
Right.
I mean, that's, this isn't the kind of publicity I would want. You know, rather, this is like, you know what? You do what you can to help other creators, and if someone's gonna holler at you, sometimes you gotta clap back.
For sure. Well, let's end on a positive note, because I know you're a big wrestling fan.
Yes, sir.
The state of wrestling right now. What are you excited about?
Man,
what are you super excited about?
All Elite Wrestling has been killing it. The repackaged Daniel Bryan thing is finally clicking. The championship with the wooden hemp belt.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Even Eric Rowan is a heater, is the bouncer.
Yeah.
That's finally clicking.
With his recycled O.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Daniel Bryan, it's finally working. And it's so hard to turn Daniel Bryan heel.
Oh, yeah.
But we get it now. You know, it's working. I get it. Maybe I was the last one to catch on. But I'm really enjoying that.
No, when he became, like, the angry vegan, the environmentalist, like...
And that's been done before, you know, even in WWE and NXT, they kind of tried to use that angle before.
Yeah. But it's so fun.
It's fun now because it's such an extension of his character. All Elite Wrestling, man, with Kenny Omega going over there.
Yeah.
Man. Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks appearing at C2E2.
I'm really trying to... Personally, I'm trying to not get excited about All Elite Wrestling until we're closer to it being on my TV on a weekly basis.
Well, you know, and I don't know if I need it on TV on a weekly basis. If I got one a month...
Yeah.
You know, like, I think back in the day, like, Saturday Night's Main Event.
Oh, sure.
That was huge.
Right.
You know, we're at the age, you know, it's like, man, Saturday Main Event's going to be on this week? Is King Kong Bundy versus Hulk Hogan in a steel cage? Oh, my God.
It's appointment programming.
I don't need it all the time. I'd rather it be good than, you know, than anything else. But I'm really excited that they're making those moves.
Yeah.
It's just a glorious time to be alive. You know, I'm a huge fan of Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see that keep going. I'm so excited that people are finally catching on to Pentagon and Phoenix.
Yep.
You know, the Lucha Brothers, whatever they're called. I don't care what you call them, man. Pentagon and Phoenix have yet to even scratch the surface of their true potential.
That's awesome.
By any stretch.
And
we're just starting to see what those two are capable of. So, yeah, it's a great time to be alive if you're a wrestling fan.
I have to agree. There's a lot of content.
Jericho's reimagined. Oh, I mean, you name it.
There's a lot of great content to find, even if you're not real taken with what's coming on your TV Mondays or Tuesday nights.
Right, there's other stuff. NXT's on fire right now. There's so much good stuff.
Well, Dirk, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm looking forward to seeing your free comic book day book.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hope, May 4th. Contact your local comic shop. Get hold of them. Make sure they have a copy of Hope for you. It's going to be really good from Source Point Press.
Thanks a lot, Dirk.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Nerd Radio.
That's cool. I'm taking it back.
What are you nuts?
I'm taking it back. You watch.
And we're back.
Oh, wow. Coming in hot.
Wowie.
Little Nerd Radio for you here. Another week of the show. Hanging out with James and Al Beck. It is Chuck Bean. You can hit us up on our social media at Nerd Radio 101. And, of course, get us wherever you get your podcast on the B-Pod Studios Network. James, how's your Apex Legends games going?
Oh, man. Oof. Not so great.
No, not so great. I tried it. I've tried it a couple of times since release. Like, you know, the last couple of weeks. It feels like there's another game I want to talk about that same thing. It feels like the more I learn about it, I should get better, but I get worse.
Yeah, it's. I feel like the game. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff with the game, but there's a lot of complicated stuff too. You know, I feel like there's so many different weapons and different. There's handguns that fire shotgun shells. And,
right.
I don't know, just weird stuff which. You're trying to, like, loot them up, shoot them up. You're trying to, you know, it's a battle royale. You're on the clock. And, like, it takes me too much time to see exactly what I'm picking up. And I'm too focused on stuff like that instead of trying to run and gun and take out the enemy.
I constantly feel like I want to actually look at what I'm picking up and maybe try the gun out or something like that, but that's counterintuitive to the Battle Royale thing. Like, in the moment that I'm looking down at it, somebody is getting a bead on my head.
Yeah, exactly.
To shoot me.
Yeah. I do like the team aspect of it, though. Like, it's fun. You know, you kind of have to rely on your teammates, and I really enjoy the fact that if you get smoked, they go back and get your banner, and then they can regenerate you at a like regeneration pod. So those are some cool things. Like, as long as your squad's alive, you're not totally out of the game, which makes me happy, because then all the other ones, second you're out,
might as well disconnect and go to the next game.
Okay, see you guys. You know, I'm gonna play something else.
So this is another, like, along the lines of the Fortnite.
Yeah.
Is this the chicken one?
No, that's Realm Royale.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm
trying to keep up.
Yeah.
That's
they keep pumping them out like you wouldn't believe. They're pumping out. No, I was going to reference like the Octomom, but that's such an old reference. They're pumping out Battle Royale games like the Octomom pumps out babies. Yeah. But
people still know who Octomom is.
Yeah,
I'm
but that's like a 2001 reference.
Octomom ever drop a
It's
a
all rap right. It's all right
track.
There in the title, though.
No, but I think she did. Time... Like, she's more of the porn star, I believe. Less rap star.
It was the Cash Me Outside girl who did that rap
song. I was
going
to say, that seems to be the thing. Like, if you could become an internet meme, then you get yourself a rap track real fast.
Dude, that's what my life goals.
That's
right
your
there.
Life goal, right there.
Just become an internet meme, get a rap track, okay? Bank all that cash.
Speaking of internet memes, did either of you guys ever watch the Eric Andre show?
Eric Andre, yeah.
So I've seen the pictures of him and Hannibal Buress. They're both like awkward stand-up comedians.
Yeah, it's like the anti late night show.
Right, and I've seen the memes before, but never decided to just look and see if I had access to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend when I was feeling a little bit down, I was like, man, I wonder if it's on Hulu.
Nice.
And I'm like, I'm gonna watch this show, and I love it. It's my favorite thing right now.
Dude, for me, it's real hit or miss.
It's so out there. It's so, like, it's an Adult Swim show, so it's like 11 minutes long. It's essentially live action Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be like a talk show, but it's super awkward and crazy and weird, and you never know.
And he gets some big name celebrities to come on the show, and then it's just like he takes a crap all over the interview.
Yes, he does.
But it's like the guests that have come on the show are expecting this to be like a legitimate late night show, and then he starts asking some weird questions about potato chips and ranch dressing or whatever, you know, and things like that.
The clip that got me, that's like, I gotta see if I can find this, was he had Chris Jericho on the show.
Okay.
And he just, like, right at the beginning, he's like, he's a wrestler, Chris Jericho. And then the band plays and he's supposed to come out. And Chris Jericho's smiling like he's on a talk show and everything's cool. And then his co-host gets up from the chair and just grabs like this massive stack of pancakes and is off to the side going, while he's stuffing his face with pancakes.
Yeah.
And Eric Andre goes, how did you get your star? He just does that. And Chris Jericho's just looking at both of them like, what is happening, right? What did I walk into?
Yeah.
My question about that is, do the guests know? Or are they in on the joke or not?
They have to be. But at the same time, I'm sure they coach them. It's like, okay, come out, like, you know.
Because I feel like
everything's fine.
Sometimes with like a Baron Cohen thing,
right.
Like, how many people know what's going on and how many don't? Because there's been a lot of times where he's had like getaway cars. Like when he was at Bruno, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe it was Borat. But yeah, he had like a getaway car because he pulled some stunt in a place that it was not going to go well.
Yeah.
So he made his escape because the authorities were alerted. But, but it's like, the Between Two Ferns is kind of a similar thing where it's a talk show, but it's a, you know.
I feel like that one, though, you for sure know what's going on. You're going on Zach's show. He's going to be goofy. He's going to be whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like.
I think they're prepped for that. But that's what I was wondering about. What you're describing to me
with Eric Andre, like, I think some of one of the producing companies behind it are the people behind Jackass and like The Bad Grandpa, like those flicks. So they know the legalities, they know the ins and outs as to what you can do and what to get away with. And like,
yeah, because there's some stunts between interviews and the talk show segments.
Yeah, he'll walk around like a bro dude telling people like legalize ranch, and he'll start doing shots of like ranch dressing on the streets. And like, so there's like a lot of stuff like that. So I feel like they might not know a damn thing other than, hey, here's an Adult Swim talk show.
Right.
Here's the crowd that we're going for. Here's the age demographic, you know.
Okay.
This is going to be the show. And then they go on there and they're like, what the hell is this madness have I just gotten myself into?
What did I walk into?
Yeah.
So maybe they're prepped in the sense of like, listen, you're not going on the Tonight Show here. It's going to be a little goofy.
Right.
But that's maybe all that they realize.
Yeah.
Like I said, it reminds me very much of Space Ghost Coast to Coast, which was like
you know, pre-Adult Swim almost, yeah, where they would get guys to interview and like, hey, this cartoon character's going to interview you. And then they would ask him questions, but the answers to the questions wouldn't match up to the questions that Space Ghost was actually asking to make just for humor purposes. And there's definitely been a couple of interviews where like, okay, they had a legit interview with this person, but then they rolled in like the reaction shots with the guy so that he could do something absolutely insane while the other person is talking. It's fun though. It's real fun. And speaking of fun, last week, Nintendo dropped a Battle Royale game of their own.
What? Nintendo's got one?
Nintendo's got one now.
It Smash called, Bros?
It's called Tetris 99.
Wait, Tetris?
Yes. You were playing regular-ass Tetris against 99 other people on the internet. As you clear away blocks, like as you clear away doubles and triples and quadruples, it sends junk over to other people.
Oh.
And you need to be the last man standing as it gets faster and faster as more people are eliminated.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I love this idea.
It's amazing.
Like
it's,
Battle Tetris?
Yes. Well, yeah. Battle Tetris already, like playing against other people, like that's existed forever. Yeah. And it's fun as hell. Yeah. But then adding like the whole Battle Royale thing on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Is, and best part, it's free.
It's free.
If you got a Nintendo Switch, you download the thing. Yeah,
there's the catch. I was waiting for the catch.
Yeah, yeah. No, because they're trying. You know, they're obviously trying to get people to buy the online service for the Nintendo Switch. So hey, here's a in addition to giving you these free Nintendo games, like I mentioned last week, I got Super Mario 2 and Kirby's Adventure.
Man, and we were just talking before we started the show. I got to clean up the upstairs so I can set up my PS4.
I was gonna say James is gonna get a Switch and store with his PS4.
Like, PS4.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's gonna go.
How much those things are running for these days?
He's gonna go trade his PS4 in and get a Switch like instead.
It's unopened. So the only damage that's been done is a sticky note with Al's PS4 account name on it, so I can add him when I get it installed.
Take my gamer tag off that before you trade it in, won't you?
I'd be like, no, just put this on there and have him message dick pics.
Free bonus. Oh, God.
Well, when you do get your Switch, James, I'll give you a post-it note with my gamer tag on it. Yes. You can leave it on the box.
Yeah,
forever.
Hopefully I'll get it set up a little quicker.
You know, what's funny is I hadn't really taken a look at a Switch until, I don't know, it was maybe Monday or something. I don't know, when you and I were at Shift Change, Chuck.
Yeah.
And he was just telling me a little bit about something, and he handed the Switch over to me. I was actually looking at it. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm used to, you know, the PS Vita and backwards in the handheld console. So I was always like, whatever, the Switch. And I've seen Chuck play it plenty.
Right.
But I never really took a look at it. And I'm holding it in my hand like, ah, crap, I'm going to buy one of these, aren't I? And I'm never going to play it. That's the thing. Like, I don't game enough to justify spending the money.
But you can take the original NES games that they have available to play.
Yep.
And you can now take it portable. Like you can have the game and then you can have it on the Switch and
whenever I bring my Switch in for any reason whatsoever, whether it's I know I've got some time to kill or something like that. It's the system. The system is the little screen, and then the controllers clip in on the side, and when you're at home, you just take the system, you put it in the dock and that automatically puts it up on the TV.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Join us.
Yeah, it's funny. We're talking about video games right now, and I saw something.
I'm like, I was making plans to go get my PS4 VR with the Rick and Morty game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try that out.
I'm sure Al would love to come by and check out his Star Trek game with your VR headset.
Yeah, you want to play some virtual Star Trek?
I am very close to buying one just so I can be on the bridge of the Enterprise.
Just to be on the bridge, yeah.
Just to be on the bridge. I had seen something. I don't know if this is true or not, or if it was just clickbait or something, because I was just scrolling through, I don't know, Facebook or something, and I saw this, speaking of video games, I saw a link, and I, like, opened it, and I was going to read it, and then I had to restart the computer and never got to read it. And it was something about PS5 backwards compatibility.
I've heard that. Yeah, they're talking about whatever the next big, electronic gaming show or something like that. They're going to announce the PS5. And yeah, the newest thing I think today is that you're going to be fully able to play all the PS4 games on it.
Okay, so that's as far.
Which like, okay, then what are you changing?
Right.
If you're just making a PS4, like you're calling it the PS5, you expecting to spend another $300 on a new system? Like, what's new? What's different?
A few more pixels.
Yeah,
because me and Al see acne on the faces.
Right.
Of the
video
game characters.
We've talked before about the fact that like the jump from the PS1 to the PS2 was massive.
Yeah,
and even the jump from the PS2 to the PS3 was pretty impressive.
Yeah,
but when you went from the 3 to the 4, it was like, I don't know. It was a year or two before you're like, oh, okay, that's really detailed. All right,
yeah,
I get
it. There's more detail, but like the graphics itself doesn't on the surface really blow you away like it did. I mean, the 1 to 2 was the biggest one for me,
right?
Which is so funny to go back and look at it now. It's all blocky.
Oh, yeah. Ever tried playing Nightmare Creatures on the PS1 lately? Whew. Oh, my goodness. The way that blood flies out, you're like, what is that?
The original Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
She was super blocky. I love almost every year somebody cosplays at one of the comic conventions, the original Tomb Raider.
And oh, just for got, real? Like, all this, pixelated?
All pixelated, like blocky.
That's
they've
funny.
They've got just a flat face.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, what I had seen, and I'm seeing on Tech Radar, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but this is talking about the PS5 having complete backwards compatibility.
Like all the way to the
classic
PS1?
2, 3, and
Ooh.
4.
I feel like that should be something that's possible. Like, why would you?
I don't know. And again, this is a link, a headline that I saw, so I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the amount of research Al Beck does for Nerd Radio.
Well, this is the funny thing. I did see it. I saw it earlier today, and I was like, perfect. We're recording Nerd Radio today. This is show prep. I might even do a post for the website about this. This is great. And then I lost the page.
Lost the link.
Yeah, and I couldn't, before I even got a chance to read it, so.
Al Beck, blogger of the year.
I was going to do it, and then I lost the pay. I lost my source.
Dude. Not even a blog reader of the year. Jesus.
Just the blog. We're going to turn
just
our...
constant disappointment, Al Beck.
We're going to turn our social media over to Al Beck from
nothing
here on
will
out.
Get done.
So hit him
nothing.
Up at Nerd Radio 101. And if you're upset with Al's job on social media, as mm-hmm. always, we encourage you to hit Meltdown up on Twitter.
Meltdown WRS.
Take that, Meltdown.
I think that's going to be the show for this week, fellas.
All right.
Thanks for coming in, James.
Yeah, no problem.
Always appreciate it. Thanks, thanks for hanging out, Al.
Yeah, I was here anyway. James had to come in special.
And thank you at home, as always, for tuning in to Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you rate and review us, whether you're on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast. And as I always encourage you, man, let us know. You can email us at Rift2Nerds. It's still the old email, the Rift2Nerds@gmail.com. I never changed it over. And if you're going to be out at Great Lakes Comic Con this weekend, hit us up on social media. Come by the Rift tent, say hi to James, or just find me walking around.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Have a great weekend!
Golden Radio.
I know!
See you later, nerds.
And we're out!
Cool.
All right.
Now we can just stare at each other awkwardly and forget what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, well, that's the show. You weren't going to sit down, were you, James?
No. Okay.
I just sort of just grabbed the chair and jumped in.
You know
in
my
it.
Take on the chair situation. Yeah. Get it out of here. I need more room for activities.
He does. Yeah, he likes to be on his feet. So he's prepared for
can't
whatever.
Keep this James down?
Yeah, that way, you know, something pops up and attacks us. I'll be the...
DMX pops out of the ceiling.
Yeah, I'll be able to quickly escape while you guys... Take the brunt of whatever abuse is coming through the ceiling.
Exactly. That's the thing.
DMX or...
I do like that you're in flight mode and I'm also in the way.
Oh, you think I can't knock you over?
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
Put you right on your ass.
Knowing how old that chair is and how unsteady those wheels probably are.
It's true.
I'd probably fart in your direction and fall over.
Yeah, it's true. I'm also pretty top heavy over here too.
Yeah. We all have our issues.
So many issues.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.